Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to another episode of ADHD Focus. You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your brain feels like it's bouncing off the walls. It's like there's a live wire zapping through your head, making concentration about as easy as catching smoke. Yeah, I feel you. And let's face it, in today's world, that feeling can be amplified tenfold thanks to our constant connection to screens. Ever find yourself scrolling endlessly through social media, then looking up feeling like you haven't actually accomplished anything? Or maybe you start a task with good intentions, but suddenly you're down the rabbit hole of YouTube videos about, well, anything but what you were supposed to be doing. Yeah, that's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into the impact of screen time on ADHD symptoms. First off, let's get real. Screens are amazing. They connect us, entertain us, and open up a world of information. But when it comes to our brains, especially those of us with ADHD, too much screen time can be like pouring sugar into a hyperactive engine. Things just go haywire. So, what's going on? Well, research shows that excessive screen time can mess with our dopamine levels. You know dopamine, the feel-good chemical that motivates us and keeps us engaged? Screen time floods our system with it in short bursts, creating a cycle of instant gratification that makes it harder to find pleasure in less stimulating activities like reading or focused work. Second, the constant notifications and updates are like tiny little alarms going off in our brains all day long. They hijack our attention, making it incredibly difficult to focus on one thing for an extended period. It's like trying to have a conversation with someone who keeps checking their phone every 5 seconds. Ever been there? Thirdly, the blue light emitted from screens can disrupt our sleep patterns. And let's be honest, when we're not getting enough sleep, everything feels harder, including focusing and managing those ADHD symptoms. Now, before you go chucking your phone out the window, which I wouldn't recommend, remember that moderation is key. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this screen-saturated world. 1. Mindful screen time. Think about how much time you're actually spending on screens and whether it's serving you. Could you be using that time for something more fulfilling? 2. Scheduled breaks. Give your brain a break. Take regular breaks from screens to stretch, move around, or engage in activities that don't require staring at a bright light. 3. Notification nirvana. Turn off those non-essential notifications. You don't need to be constantly alerted to every little thing happening online. 4. Blue light buster. Wear blue light blocking glasses in the evening to help protect your sleep cycle. And try to dim the lights on your devices an hour before bedtime. 5. Screen-free zones. Designate certain areas or times as screen-free zones, like during meals or an hour before bed. This can help create a sense of balance and mental space. Think about that time you were trying to read a book but kept getting distracted by your phone. You know the feeling. You flip back to the page, then get sucked into another notification, and suddenly hours have passed. That's screen time hijacking our attention. But what if we could break that cycle? Imagine this. You're sitting down with a good book, enjoying a cup of tea, and actually finishing that chapter. No phone buzzing, no emails popping up. Just pure focus and enjoyment. That's the power of being mindful about our screen time. Remember, it's all about finding balance. We don't have to become digital detox zealots overnight. Small steps can make a big difference. Turn off those notifications, put your phone down during meals, and rediscover the joy of being present in the moment. Let me know what strategies you're trying out in the comments below. And as always, keep focusing on what matters most. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.